Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. You know that feeling when you're in a conversation and it starts to feel off? Like someone's pushing your buttons, or maybe you're letting someone walk all over your emotions. Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving into something super important, navigating emotional boundaries with ease. Because let's be real, life gets messy. People can be, well, people. Sometimes our actions and words cross lines, and figuring out where those boundaries are can feel like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded. But trust me, it's totally possible. By the end of this episode, you'll have a clearer understanding of how to set and maintain healthy emotional boundaries, leaving you feeling more confident, empowered, and in control of your own emotions. So, what are we waiting for? Let's dive into those five key takeaways that will change the game. First up, recognize your needs. Ever feel like your needs are constantly being overlooked or minimized? It's time to flip the script. You deserve to have your emotional needs met just as much as anyone else. Start by identifying what makes you feel safe, respected, and valued in relationships. Maybe it's clear communication, active listening, or simply having your feelings acknowledged. Write those down. Your emotional blueprint is unique to you. Number two, communication is key. Think of boundaries like fences around your garden. They keep things organized and protected. But a fence doesn't work if no one knows where it starts and ends. Clearly communicate your boundaries to others. Don't be afraid to say no when something makes you uncomfortable or express how the actions make you feel. You'd be surprised how often people don't realize they're crossing a line until it's gently pointed out. Third, respect yourself first. Boundaries aren't just about protecting yourself from others, they're also about honoring your own values and priorities. Don't let anyone guilt trip you into doing something that goes against your core beliefs or makes you feel uneasy. Remember, saying no sometimes is the bravest thing you can do for yourself. Fourth, consistency is queen. Setting boundaries is like training a puppy, it takes patience and repetition. Don't be discouraged if someone tests your limits occasionally. Every time you reinforce your boundaries, you're teaching others how to treat you with respect. Remember, consistency is key. And finally, number five, be kind to yourself. Learning to navigate emotional boundaries can be a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps in the road, and that's totally okay. Don't beat yourself up if you stumble along the way. Just keep practicing, keep communicating, and keep honoring your needs. You know that friend who always seems to have it together? The one who radiates confidence and knows exactly what they want. Ever wonder how they do it? Well, chances are they've mastered the art of setting emotional boundaries. And guess what? You can too. Picture this. You're at a dinner party with a friend who loves to dominate conversations. They constantly interrupt others, talk about themselves, and leave no room for anyone else to share their thoughts. This friend is all energy and enthusiasm, but it's starting to feel draining, right? Your head starts buzzing with ideas you want to share, but they keep getting cut off. You start feeling unheard and frustrated. In this scenario, a clear boundary could be something like, "Hey friend's name, I know you have so much to say, which is awesome. But I also really want to share my thoughts. Can we take turns speaking?" See? Simple yet powerful. By stating your needs clearly and respectfully, you can reclaim your space in the conversation and ensure everyone feels heard. Let's recap those takeaways. Remember, recognizing your needs, communicating them effectively, respecting yourself first, being consistent with your boundaries, and most importantly, being kind to yourself throughout the process are all key ingredients for success. Don't forget, you are worthy of respect both from others and from yourself. Setting healthy emotional boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. It takes courage to stand up for what you need, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll feel more confident, empowered, and ready to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and ease. Go forth, set those boundaries, and rock your world. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these tips. Let's spread the love of healthy boundaries, one conversation at a time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.